Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and this is the Storyteller forecast for Sagittarius for March 2013. So if Sagittarius is your rising sign or Sagittarius is your sun sign, then this is for you. Some of you may have listened to my previous March Sagittarius recording. I got very carried away with my new offering. I'm offering subliminal audios to assist with everything in your life, and I got so excited about them that I got distracted from my horoscope. As we know, it is a tendency of Sagittarian energy to get distracted and to not be focused. So, sorry about that. You can check out my new offerings under the link, but I wanted to re-record and give you all the horoscope information that I had intended to during that video. But if you click on the link below here and click on Subliminal Audios or Self-Help Solutions, then you can see all of those offerings. So the month of March is sort of a strange month because there's a lot of energy around hurrying up, and then there's energy of waiting. So there are a lot of squares in the planetary aspects of things just trying to, and then that's what it feels like. That's what March feels like for everybody. So the personal planets Mars, Venus, and the Sun will be moving into Aries. And Aries is a very feisty placement or planet or sign. So whenever any planets are in that sign, there's a level of zest and exuberance. People just, you know, being desirous of moving and moving forward and moving their bodies and get rambunctious. So when you have multiple personal planets in that sign, there's an energy that's actually what I believe spring fever is based on. I think so many things that people accept as true are actually astrologically based, and astrology doesn't get credit for them. It's true that spring fever can take over someone because of nice weather, but I think even more of a factor is that all of the personal planets start moving into Aries, and there's just this feeling inside of you that just wants to come out. So that's going to be happening in March at the same time as Mercury is still in retrograde and just kind of coming out of its shadow period. There's also a bunch of strange placements, kind of difficult placements at the end of the month and throughout the month that are involving Jupiter, where squares to Jupiter, where you want to have this expansion, but then there's a square, and the square is a challenging aspect, so it kind of puts a like that on it. So that's the tone of March for all signs. And Sagittarius in particular will have a great focus on home. Mercury will be going retrograde, starting to be going retrograde in the house of home. Mercury started to go retrograde February 23rd, and it will go direct to March 17th, but there's the shadow period before and after, so it ranges about 9 weeks. Many Sagittarius rising and sun will be reconsidering their home, or redoing their home, or have recently moved and are evaluating their home. Home. Anyway, home is a focus. Home and family. So if you are thinking about moving, then do yourself a favor and remember that this inner drive is going to be coming out because of certain placements, but that Mercury retrograde isn't the best time to move unless you're moving to a temporary circumstance that you want to be temporary. If you're trying to go somewhere for a couple of months, it's pretty good for that because it lends itself to temporary time placements. But the communication is out of phase. Details are out of phase. It's not a great time for contracts, so signing leases or giving notice. You may feel really ready to give notice and you want to take action, and then something changes and you wish you hadn't given notice. So I'm recommending, and I am doing for myself because this is coming up for me as well, I'm going to wait until at least April before I even think about giving my notice, because the energies will be more clear there. And even if you have a short timeline, you're still better off waiting until the energies are clear before giving your notice to move than having a shorter time to find a place than you are doing it in a disjointed way. As I always say, if you're trying to get off of a desert island and you've made a lovely boat, you don't try to get off the island when the tide is coming in. You wait until the tide is going out, and then you launch your boat. So I think that understanding astrology can help you to more efficiently use your energy so that you do less work for greater output. And this is the hologram of what is wrong with the world in many ways, that there's so much inefficiency in energetic expression, but we have to be accountable for our own hologram so that we can help shift the outer creation. And Mercury retrograde is a great time to get really good at that. There's also a lot of planetary concentration for Sagittarius in the house of communication and short distance travel, third house. So it could be that little trips might come up. Sometimes unplanned ones are better with these types of transits, because anything that you tried to plan for March will very likely change. It may wind up happening, but it will very likely change. That's something to know about Mercury retrograde, is that plans you make beforehand for the Mercury retrograde period, or that you make while it's Mercury retrograde for another time, it very often changes. So the best you can do is try to not set anything in stone. Leave a lot of wiggle room and loose parameters. Mercury retrograde is the time for wiggle room and loose parameters in all things. But it's a fantastic time to finish old projects. If you're wanting to move, it's really great. If you want to take action on something, take action on clearing out old crap that will make your move more difficult, or that you would have to go through once you were trying to pack. Old boxes. Take things to recycling. Take things to Goodwill. Clear out old files on your computer. But be very careful also. You don't want to delete anything permanently that you may wind up wanting, because when Mercury goes direct, you could miss some things. It's just, be careful, but it's a good time to clear low-hanging fruit. So low-hanging fruit is like the pile of things in the garage that you know you're not going to miss, that just needs to be dealt with, you know, the compost pile that needs to be dealt with, the whatever kind of things. Really good time to do that. So all of the energies that you want to focus on certain things, like launching new things or making details for a move, take all that energy and apply it to things that will set you up to be able to blaze forward. It's a really great time for revisions. So if you're wanting to revise your website but not make any new major launches, it's okay to be making small revisions to your website and updating copy and those kind of things. Great time to finish old projects, book projects, creative projects. I can't see everything in your chart. I would like to. The things I can see in charts are really mind-blowing sometimes. But my focus as an astrologer is not just astrology. I do astrologically based empowerment consulting. So if you want to ask the question, is this going to happen in the future? You know, there are certain predictive things that, although I am intuitive and it does come out in my work, I don't focus my work on intuitive questions like that. My focus is how to prepare, harness, and create you as the epitome of empowerment. How can you most handle gracefully, productively, and efficiently anything that comes your way? That's my department. How can you change patterns that you've had for your whole life with relationship or work or money? How can you shift those patterns into different patterns after all you've known has been a certain way? That's my department. Those are the kind of things that I can really be helpful with. So you can check out my empowerment consulting package that also includes some of my new subliminals that I was so excited about. Subliminal programming is used against us all the time with marketing, causes us to be the consumers that we are. But you can use it to remap your brain. What I can see in a birth chart and is the unconscious factors that are directing your life. I can see how your brain is wired. So if you know how your brain is wired, then you know what you need to do to rewire it. But you actually don't even need to see how it's wired to know what's showing up in your life. So click on the link below this video, check out my subliminal audios, check out my other books and offerings, and I hope you have a wonderful March.